This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin this Thursday of next year with a trip to the Marketplace time machine. First of all, we're all kind of done with 2021, right? But also, we decided we just need a break from the pandemic economy grind we have all been living through. So indulge us, would you, as we take today's news and pay it forward a year. This being Thursday, the headline number of the day is jobs, and it's a good one. Just 184,000 first-time applicants for unemployment benefits last week, the fewest since Richard Nixon was in the White House. And that bodes well for the maintain full employment half of the Federal Reserve's dual mandate. News of the other half, stable prices, comes tomorrow with the Consumer Price Index, inflation, of course, for November. Now, we know the economy is recovering from the worst of the pandemic and that things have and will continue to change. So we thought maybe the question we ought to be asking is, what's this economy going to be like come December 9th, 2022? Marketplace's Justin Ho and Lily Jamali got a free ride in that Marketplace economic time machine today so that they could report back on what things look like a year from now. We start with Justin on the jobs of December future.
Okay, so it's December 9th, 2022. Cargo pants are popular. Influencers are posting pictures of themselves eating Jell-O salads. And Harvard economics professor Jason Furman says the jobs market is looking pretty solid.
The unemployment rate is in the 3% range. There are fewer than 200,000 people a week claiming unemployment insurance benefits.
Furman says that's a reasonable bet, since the unemployment rate tends to tick down over time.
So if I'm wrong, it's probably because we're in a recession, either caused by a terrible resurgence of the virus, a financial market accident, or something else.
We can't know about any of that. But we do know that the labor market has withstood COVID variants pretty well in 2021. George Perks at Bespoke Investment Group says that's because consumer demand has stayed strong.
I think the baseline assumption should be that we're not going to see big hits to consumer demand from a new variant.
What's more likely to happen over the course of 2022, he says, is that the blazing hot job market will cool down.
So we've seen from month to month roughly 400,000 jobs created every month. We can't create that many new jobs next year.
Another question is how many of those are high-quality jobs, says Kate Bond at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
And that includes jobs with attributes like paid leave, paid sick, scheduling stability, and adequate wages, of course.
Bond says workers were able to quit jobs without those attributes in 2021. That, she says, will need to continue for the economy to become more equal. Reporting from 2022, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.